Welcome to week 5 of Tea Time, the only fantasy football broadcast dedicated to the Tea with Miss McGill Fantasy League. In the house is special guest Greg Watterson, owner and operator of This One's for Goldberg. Let's go!
Anything better than a glass of beer is tea with Miss McGill.
It's time!
Welcome to episode 5 of the Tea Time with Miss McGill podcast. Special guest this week. Owner and operator of Goldberg, Greg Watterson. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing okay. Just cracked a beer here for myself, and I got one here for you. I got you a Twisted Tea because you strike me as a Twisted Tea kind of guy, because only a fucking guy that wants to score the 10th goal of a game likes Twisted fucking Tea.
Well, you know, it's got alcohol in it. I'll take it. It was actually the 11th goal of the game, to be honest.
I don't know. I remember having an incident and trying to chop someone's leg off after that goal, or because of that goal, whatever it was.
Well, you know, when the opportunity presents itself to get a goal, I have to take it. I only get, you know, one or two per season.
My fucking beer's warm. What's up with your fucking Food Line, dude? This third world fucking place we're in here. Fuck.
You went to Food Line. Did you see the crackheads out front?
Bro, there were bodegas all around your neighborhood. I don't even fucking know. So, my bad. It is what it is. I live up in civilization. Let's go.
Oh, civilization up there.
At least, hey, it could be worse. You could be in South Carolina like the fucking guy from our first game, Mr. Comerford.
Oh, boy. Yes, that is right. First matchup, OJ's parole board versus dropping loads. OJ deserves to go to prison again for this beating.
I tell you what, he came after him, but to be honest, I can't believe that this fucking mutt scored as much as he did, because he offered me some horseshit trade for like two of my best players for fucking James White. Like, I give a fuck. Who am I? Jason fucking Boyle? I need a New England guy in my fucking team? Negative. Apparently, though, he could have used my shoe to beat fucking dropping loads. Couldn't get to a buck this week, Jeff. Woof.
It was pretty ugly. 144 to 99 is the final score there. Dropping loads falls to 10th place, 2-3.
It was the consolation game, the battle for 9th and 10th between yes. These two fucking guys.
Yes. So Josh moves up to 9th place at 2-3.
We're proud of you, Josh. Overachiever.
Well, he couldn't show up to the hockey game today, though, or last week, though. Because
what happened? He had dance class? What was going on?
Something with the girlfriend. I saw he missed a Facebook post that missed our Wednesday game for National Boyfriend Day, I guess it was. She took him out to dinner.
Shut the fuck up. Really? How long has this love affair been going on?
It's been about 6-8 months for him, I think.
That's got to be a record for him, huh?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, he's used to bear wrestling.
Yeah, he's a greasy fucker. He is fucking greasy. Look at you. Well, good for you in your 6-8 month anniversary, whatever dinner that was, skipping fucking puck for girls. Good for you, while the rest of us have kids and still find our way to the game.
Yeah, you found your way to your game. I saw you. How'd you guys win? Did you guys win this week? I didn't even see.
No, I'm in net. So we lost 6-5 to who the fuck did we play? I don't know, somebody. They did. It was a good game. We spotted him with 3. That's the way she fucking goes.
6-5, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much my goals a lot against, so.
I think it came down this game.
I mean, you scored the 10th or 11th. It's under protest right now. So you got some fucking cosmonaut just came off the fucking bus, you know? But it's okay.
That's
Goldie, you good? I'm fine, fucking Putin. I'm fine. You shot past my fucking head with a crease crank. I'm doing okay on, what was that, like his 9th point he was going for?
Yeah, at least 9th or 10th.
So he's got a 2-inch dick. Good for him. It's okay. He knows.
I mean, hey, wrench size will be talked about in the podcast, but you know, it's pretty average. Nothing to write home about, but nothing bad.
I tell you what, you guys got a lot better since you dropped Bender. I mean, I know he's still there because someone's got to pay the fucking bill and all that shit, but whatever, dude.
Yeah. Well, he shows up to 1 to 2 games a year. It's kind of like a charity case.
Yeah. But, it's a write-off.
That's the end of that game. There's nothing to talk about between these two teams. They're going nowhere. Both are going to miss the playoffs if they started today.
They'll be high draft selections, you know? They'll probably make smart decisions like taking TJ Yeldon or something with the 3rd pick.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff does have to look forward to Le'Veon Bell is going to committed to play week 8.
So you got that going for you, buddy.
Yeah, that's really going to help week 8 when the season's basically over for him and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Week 8, which if you'll take a look at his team, you'll notice that's always when AJ Green gets hurt.
Hey, he's got a hamstring that is just ready to go at any given time. But so we'll move on to the next matchup.
It was a hide.
hit him with the hind. Bobby Thomas versus Boyle, the old twat swats there. A couple teams matched up. A little bit better game. 127 for Boyle to 116 for hit him with the hind. Poor decisions made all around for hit him with the hind, I believe.
Well, he is a fucking ref. So let's just start right there, okay? His vision is not his strongest aspect of his game. And his vision's fucking terrible. So he wasn't looking forward thinking about who he was going to play, just the same as when he's staring at the ice. He doesn't know if you cover the puck, if someone's tripped somebody, there's a guy on the fucking ice. How did he get there? Must be fucking gravity. Who knows? But, you know, he did get aggressive with some of his moves. I like the Kirk Cousins. That's fucking, you know, that's his only quarterback right now. So he's all in on Kirk Cousins up there. I don't know if I respect that or if I'm just like, what the fuck is this guy thinking?
Even the Minnesota Vikings are all in with Kirk Cousins. They got like six backups there just waiting for his fragile ass to fall apart.
Very true. He does have the fragile team, what with Gronk and Ajay Ajayi just pops some shit this week. And then it's only a matter of time till Kirk Cousins goes down. And then what? He's going to be like Josh Kahn slinging shit, yeah, trying to get a QB.
Well, I think I offered him a trade for my backup quarterback, but he rejected it. So we'll see how that works. But yes, Jay Ajayi is done for the season. ACL gone. Got that 6-month rehab to look forward to.
Khan, offer him James White.
Yeah, he'll take him for sure. No That's problems right. at all.
I'll trade James White for Gronk and Kirk Cousins and Gostkowski.
I could have used Gostkowski this week. That's for sure. But then Boyle comes through. Tom Brady, greatest living American. Goes up with another win, 30 points. More questionables out of Twaswats, though. Cooks, I don't think, played at all.
He got his bell rung, though. That was fair. He started him. He just got the shit knocked out of him.
Was that an early injury? It must have been his first play.
It was very early in the game, I'm aware, because I'm very heavily invested throughout fantasy on the LA Rams these days. But I will tell you this. Twaswats needed this game fucking bad, because that big mouth mutt, the only guy in the league talks more than fucking me with a weird Boston accent, though at least I sound like a fucking human. That guy lost to me last week, and I don't know what was going on, but I didn't play fucking two people in my lineup, which were the Panthers D and Graham Gano. I mean, I did play them, but they didn't play, and I still beat that motherfucker. Tighten up, Boyle.
Yeah, and not only that, I took Boyle to the cleaners this week. I went 6-1 starting Sunday morning, so I'm on a heater, taking him all of his money.
Yeah, and Boyle's also the mutt that made you guys run the fucking score up against us like a bunch of class acts.
He set the over-under at 14.5.
Because he's a fucking degenerate.
He had to gamble in the game. I mean, I gave him a 1.5 goal spread. I guess that wasn't close enough.
No, I was in net. Let's not remember. But, I mean, he's the king of making great decisions because Vance McDonald was a hell of an acquisition for him.
He got the 1.6 points. That's one catch for 6 yards.
Yeah.
That's impressive in a PPR league to get that low. But tight end position all around the league, the NFL, fantasy, dog doesn't shit. Matter. It is complete dog, it's dog shit. Yeah. There's Gronk, there's my man Kelsey, and then there's 12 white guys and a couple black guys that suck.
With that said, Josh Kahn's looking to sell Kyle Rudolph at a great price.
I saw the phone going off today. Is he tweeting you now, trying to get that deal going?
No, I blocked that motherfucker's call a long time ago.
I don't blame you. Everyone should. Boyle moves up to 5th place at 3-2. Bobby moves down to 6th place at 3-2. So I guess everyone played their position this week.
Yeah, I mean, 5 versus 6 there, real fucking barn burner. The guys that, and technically in our league, that would be the, you know, champion and runner-up of the dog shit playoff, because we are playing in the National Pussy Hockey League right now. We're only 1 through 4 make it. I want to know how many motherfuckers in this league voted for that shit. I bet you Khan's one of the guys that voted for it. And you, Ginger Jesus, you're on the shit list too, because I got a feeling that you fucking voted for that too.
I definitely did not, because we won the championship last year from the 7th spot.
Excuse me. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I respect that. I thought we were in 7th, but it's okay.
Well, then we were in 8th or 6th.
Whatever it was, yeah. You know, is that when the Cosmonaut got off the boat, was when you guys got into the playoffs at 7th? Oh, you're like, come with bag, want to play hockey, live in garage. Okay, hey. Here he fucking is.
Hey, he's on a roll, averaging like 8 points a game. We'll take it.
Yeah, Yuri shoots all the time. Here we go.
He actually complained to me last week that his arms were sore from shooting so much after your game.
You fucker.
So we'll be back with the next matchup.
I wish Wick was there to hit somebody.
Wick, bullshit. Wick couldn't hit anybody. I saw him try to hit somebody, and he missed. He fell down.
Did you just talk shit about my choo-choo train? Dude, when the big man gets him coming, choo-choo, get off those fucking tracks.
But just like a train.
He'll hit me, for Christ's sakes,
But just like any train, one step to the right or left, you're out of the way. No mobility there.
Listen, that train covers some ground, okay?
Well, we'll see in a couple weeks, but I'm sure he'll call in sick again like last game. So we will come back after this commercial break with our next matchup. This week, Tea Time is brought to you by Hurricane Matthew. Just when you got dried out after Aunt Flo, here comes Hurricane Matthew to ruin your day. Make sure you go to any local grocery store and buy all the water, bread, and milk you can find, because the recipes are endless when you have water, bread, and milk. Go out to your local store right away. Now, back to the show. And we're back with our next matchup of Mr. W, Wicklund, the defending champion, against Wooderson. Amo.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, can't find the drop here. It's somewhere on the board.
I made it for you.
Yeah, it's all that matters. But it was a close matchup, 105-97. How does a team with Matt Stafford win in fantasy football?
Listen, this has been chapping my ass since day fucking one, okay? Like, one of the major rules, a pillar of any good fantasy team, is you don't fall in love with your favorite fucking team. Now, you can get away with this shit nowadays with the LA Rams, okay? You can get away with this shit if you fall in love with Tom Brady and Gronk and somehow manage to get both of them. Maybe you stretch it with a couple other teams, but the fucking Detroit Lions are not one of those teams. With Matthew, I only see one color, Stafford. The motherfucker can't tell who's on whose side. He's literally he's a son of a bitch out there. He doesn't know which side he's on. Didn't he have four picks the first game?
Against the Jets, the goddamn Jets, he had four picks.
Yo, Jets hard as fuck though, man. But I'm just saying, it's a disservice to the entire fantasy community to waste Todd Gurley's efforts with this shit show of a fucking squad he's got. Stafford, Golden Tate was good 4 years ago. Ben Watson, who gives a shit? I mean, he's got the Rams defense, though, so he's all in on the Rams and the fucking and the Lions.
Well, the Rams defense, that one point, really needed that.
If you take a look at his bench, it's even prettier, because he goes with Cleveland and Tennessee to fill out his bench. He literally likes teams that don't score. That's his fucking mantra. You're an educator, all right.
I mean, we've kind of let him pass for the first 5-6 weeks of this podcast, but that name is dog shit, too. I mean, that's the most Mr. W. That's what his kids call him.
You know
what?
It's easy for him. It's on his fucking name tag he wears on the same polo he rocks every fucking day out there. So
it's embarrassing in all aspects. But yeah, Golden Tate did not have a very good game. Stafford, I mean, they got the win because Green Bay decided not to play a game. Well, at least their kicker decided not to play a game. And Stafford gets 15 points. Gurley, though, Gurley carries the entire team.
Gurley's a goddamn monster, dude. He's, you know what he is? He's a fucking Russian KHL player playing B fucking one. That's what Gurley is. Man amongst fucking boys. That fucking cosmonaut prick. But Gurley's far more articulate. And he's a North Carolina kid.
Are you sure he's more articulate?
I've seen the interviews. There's absolutely Gurley, you okay? Yeah, Gurley's got this handled, dude. He's like, Gurley, you all right, man?
Perfect.
What does Wick teach, by the way? Tell me it's fucking health.
No. I believe it's math.
The square root of your team is fucked, Wick. Let's go. But hey, he got the W. He beat Wooderson. We got a fucking logjam at 3-2 in this league, huh?
Well, yeah, everyone's at 3-2 except for there's one team at 4-1 and two teams at 1-4.
Oh, I feel like I'm talking to the asshole that's a 4-1. It's weird when the commissioner always has the best team. We'll cover that later. That'll be chapter three.
There's no conspiracy.
Oh, you want to break to commercial and come up with your fucking bullshit argument? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't need commercials for that. But we'll move on to Wooderson just not doing anything with his team. Larry Fitzgerald, it's time to put that guy out to pasture. How long can that guy be in the league?
Bro, the ageless wonder is not so wonder anymore. It's starting to fade for him. And you would have thought that Zeke would have got fed. And I get it. He's an upstate guy that loves Dallas, which is weird. But those people do exist. Fucking disease. And, you know, you thought Zeke would have gave him a little bit more. But it just didn't happen. You know why? Because Zeke's a fucking dick and he beats women.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
We don't want any slander lawsuits against this podcast. Allegedly he beats
women. No, there's six people listening. We want slander. Let's fucking go. And buddy, waiver wire pickup of the century, the San Francisco defense giving you a whopping 1 point. You should wear the minus jersey just for that pickup.
I think that he probably owes your team a game beer for that. Or is the game beer good on your team?
I tell you the game beer is it's a variable. It goes up and down sometimes, but fucking Amo and Boyle put in fucking performances after that Saturday night game, like 22-year-old moron performances on Saturday night, and they brought young Willie along. I tell you who got to the game. Amo and Boyle. The old men with kids made it to the fucking game, whereas young Buck Willie, I woke up at 9. I fell back asleep till noon. I never sleep that late. You slept till noon. Dial it up. Let's go, buddy. Get a belly bomber in you. His car and equipment were at the game, though. Yeah, he was not there.
And he Ubered there on Monday, but he couldn't Uber there on Sunday for the game.
Like, just sweat it the fuck out, man, you know?
No commitment to the team. That's the kind of commitment that gets you put on Metabolic next year.
Son of a bitch. Do you see those fucking Aqua Fresh jerseys they got going right now, dude? Is that teal or is that sea breeze?
That is baby shit green, I think.
Woof. No, my baby don't shit that kind of green, but it's definitely fucked.
Yeah, that's the kind of green you shit after you have like one too many Shamrock Shakes. Nothing good going on there. Speaking of which, might as well just talk right into Mr. Willis here.
Buddy, we are segueing like we looked at this shit. This is even, we haven't looked at a fucking thing. This is great.
Yeah. But we're right in the next match up. Tallahassee Warhogs.
You'd be lucky if you're drafted by the Tallahassee Warhogs.
Against the Furry Fucks, balls deep, Joe Sipp. 114 for Tallahassee, 129 for balls deep. Tallahassee has now cemented themselves as 12th place in the league. They now, they still have the least amount of points in the league.
Jesus.
They've actually have the least amount of points against in the league, and they're still in last place. How fucking pathetic does that make you?
Well, when you look at his fucking roster, and when you got Devin Funchess carrying the load, you're hurting. Plain and simple. I mean, you know, he's got Rodgers and Brown, so on paper, it looks like he has a chance. And then you dive into it a little bit deeper, and you're fucked. I mean, where do you want to start? Is it with Chris Thompson? He's up and down, dude. He's fucking bipolar as they come. Bilal Powell. Yeah, you know what? It's always a good decision to play the backup running back on the fucking Jets with a rookie quarterback that one day he's got his Adderall going and he's banging passes down the field. The next day he's off. He's checking chicks out on the sideline. He's throwing picks everywhere. Bilal's not going to get the touches there, motherfucker. And let's, you know what? Fuck the rest of his team. It just sucks. I feel bad for you. You're a nice guy, but when you can't get to a fucking hockey game at 9 o'clock because you're too fucking hungover, I mean, where are you going with your life, dude?
Nowhere important.
Fucking nowhere, dude.
But on the bright side, I heard he's moving into a fucking, I don't know what you want to call it, a compound over there with, look at these roommates, Bender, Willis, and Josh Kahn.
Are you going to go find the fucking Lord over there, Willie? Is that what you're telling me? You're going to be reborn at some Elevation Church fucking pop-up video on Facebook? I got to get back on Facebook a little bit harder, because apparently that's important in the fucking Pineville Ice House Hockey League these days.
It is?
I mean, you made it seem like it was. Kahn's all over there. We're getting updates. Maybe we'll find out what Willie's doing with himself. Maybe. Stay with us, Willie, because you fucking lost to Joe Sipp, dude. And I'm just going to say, I don't know how many things that guy could do right in his life, but fantasy football should not be one of them. And taking it to you, giving him the 3-2, which everybody else is at 3-2, and somehow this motherfucker is in second place in the league. But you look at it, yeah, he's got a couple fucking assets there.
He's got Raplesberger there holding down the fort.
If you're going to go allegedly, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, and apparently he fucked the same chick as the president, so that's not too bad either.
Well, yeah, but, okay, on that subject, she said Ben Roethlisberger creeped her out and Trump didn't. What does that say about you?
Well, one's a billionaire and the other one's just kind of this fat dude that's in the moment right now. Probably not saving his money. Remember when he almost died riding a crotch rocket? Yeah, such a Jason Boyle move.
Yeah, I mean, when a porn star says that President Trump is more trustworthy and she felt safer with you, that's amazing compliment there. Yeah, his team is pretty good. Josh Gordon on the bench there, backup quarterback Rivers. It's actually pretty deep squad. I still don't know. He seems to not be able to put it up in the big moments. That's why he's 3-2. Although he's got 677 points this year, which is second in the league. But he's given up 691, so he just played everyone on their hot week.
Yeah, he's just having a tough go there. That's a team to look out for. I mean, even like you go down to the defense and the kicker, he's got Lutz and he's got Denver. I mean, those things don't matter, but those guys score more points than the others in this league. And, you know, he's got a fucking – that Gordon, man. Son of a bitch. Melvin Gordon's an unsung hero. People don't realize that guy gets a lot of touches in San Diego.
It's funny you said that kickers don't matter, because the next matchup, you won basically because you're your kicker.
That's a lie. I won because Mark Ingram did his fucking job after suspension. That's what I won, because I was down and my boy Mark Ingram was like, you know what? Fuck you, Kamara. I'm taking this ball and pounding through these pricks.
But look at this. You had 19 fucking points from Graham Gano.
Yeah, well, he goes to my wife, so he should be performing for me on a regular fucking basis. Plain and simple.
Now, do you want to clarify that statement, or are you just going to leave it
out? No, you can get as creepy as you fucking want, but I mean, she fucking keeps these dudes straight, and he's one of them, and a bunch of the defenders are, so they know what to do. I see these motherfuckers. I've sized up a couple of them that would fuck me up, but I know I'd land a few shots in, and they know. They got to perform on a weekly basis, not just for their paycheck, but when you are playing the French Canadien, the crazy Canadien, and there was no chance I was losing to that man. Even though he was kind enough to send me an email saying, it is too bad you did not start Eric Ebron. He is a hell of a player with baby soft hands. His hands are like cottonelle. Fuck, dude. I thought I was going to lose to him because I've like the first 2 weeks he was just a gong show, but I guess he's won a couple games since his...
He had a two-win winning streak, and you left a lot of fucking points on the bench. 30 points.
That's how I roll. I mean, that's pretty much what I do. So, yeah, Andrew Luck, yeah, him and Goff, I mean, whatever. And then... fucking Ebron, though. I like him, and I wasn't managing shit well.
I don't know how Ebron, I watched him for, I don't know, what, 5 years in Detroit, he played for them. He couldn't catch a fucking cold. He couldn't catch herpes at a Detroit prostitute house.
I think we should revisit, which you probably went to a few times in high school, but we should revisit the fact that Mr. Wick, Mr. W's team, okay? The man who is molding the future in a certain part of this town that will remain nameless and I will never have a child attend a school in, is over there and he's riding in the Detroit wagon. And you just made it. Eric Ebron got a real quarterback, although he's been hurt for 2 years. And what the fuck's going on? This monster 6'9" gorilla is catching everything under the sun and scoring touchdowns with Matthew Stafford. Again, he's colorblind. So is it all Ebron or was it Stafford throwing the ball away too often that was just fucking up this man's universe? Because, yeah, I'm gonna have to say it's all Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, well, Matthew Stafford somehow got better when he lost the best wide receiver in the game, because if you watch the when they had Megatron over there, all he does is throw the ball to Megatron every time.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, because the other defenses figure that shit out. Like, NFL defenses,
dude,
are
that dude scholarship. 1 versus 3 was fucking the best out there. He was the best. Like Jeff Comerford, 1v3 in front of him, you know he's gonna break that shit up, and if he doesn't, Wick's gonna yell at him.
That is Wick's best defensive move, yelling from the blue line.
It's usually at me. It's okay, though.
Yeah. Skating back, half-ass, yelling from the blue line.
Hey, hey. He's all in when he's coming back. Just, I'm telling you, get out of the fucking train's way. I hope he knocks the fucking ginger out of your Jesus.
That's impossible.
No, it's not, man. I've heard Wick hit people.
I've seen it, too. It's not
I respect it. But I tell you what, the crazy Canadian, are you saying there's a chance? I mean, he's down there 2-3, eighth place, right in the fucking mix with all of the mutts. And, he, you know, aside from another ginger, which we know from your experiences on the hockey rink, you guys aren't very good at sports. You need other people to set you up. And he's got Dalton. I feel like that is the Achilles heel of his team because he's got Thielen, Woods, Saquon, Devonta Freeman. I mean, those are actually respectable players there. Jordy Nelson was good 5 years ago. Vinatieri, that dude's never going away. He's going to kick till he's 63. He's got a chance, you know. And even Inunua in New York – when the kid's on his Adderall, Sam Darnold, Inunua's a fucking real receiver, dude.
Yeah, the Jets team is really peculiar because they look amazing and then like shit.
They have a fucking teenager, a quarterback, okay? I've coached enough in my day to know that teenagers are fucking up and down all day long. So 1 week he's up, yeah, I just won Fortnite. The next week he's fucking down because he's got bumps on his dick. That's what's going on with Sam Darnold right now, dude.
So we have confirmation that he has bumps on his dick.
Probably. He's in New York, and he's fucking some serious shit. He's a West Coast dude. Those chicks get tested on the West Coast. In New York, they be fucking.
That's definitely true, especially anywhere in New York is bad news bears for that kind of nonsense. Yes, Canadians sit at 2-3 with 627 points, the top of the 2-3s. So he's like the...
You're a king of the shit mountain, just like the people from Montreal. Quebec is for lovers.
Quebec is shit.
It is.
And, well, the problem with his team is his quarterback that he drafted is on my team now because he dropped him for unknown reasons. And
oh, wait, there's a fucking layer to this onion I didn't know. What just happened? Who?
Carson Wentz. Yeah. he dropped him, and I just snatched that ass up.
You needed some sound effect for just fucking someone running their head into a wall or some shit, man. Like, I thought the door was open when I ran through. Fuck, man, you got fucking Dalton, the real Ginger Jesus.
That is right, yes. Carson Wentz is the original Ginger Jesus. Well, he's like the fourth incarnation, maybe. I don't know. But
I think it all starts with Boomer Esiason personally, but anyway. He's a ginger. He's the OG ginger.
If when I rank them.
And he was a lefty, dude. He had so many mountains to climb up in his career.
Yeah.
And he's from Long Island, makes him an asshole.
That's true. But, like, when I rank, like, the president of the Ginger Society is Ben and has been Richie Cunningham for the longest time.
You know how I know you're gay?
Richie Cunningham?
Yeah, dude. Fuck well, off. I mean, yeah, Ron Howard's a pimp daddy director, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, we could have went Opie, but, like, they would millennials would have had to get their phone and Google to see that is, you know?
So, no doubt.
But, no, that is... bring us to the upset of the week, for sure. I don't know how the fuck this happened.
You're still butthurt, aren't you?
How could I not be butthurt? There's, like, three
things...
It
is your podcast.
There's three things that went wrong with this game. A, Mason Crosby forgot how to kick. He missed four field goals and an extra point.
Relying on a kicker.
That's just impossible to do.
You did just chirp me for relying on a kicker.
I didn't chirp you for it. It was a true statement. He got 19 points.
He did his fucking job. I mean, the guy kicked a 63-yarder. He's a legend.
Yeah, that's 1 yard from being the record.
His wife's a bitch, though. Probably didn't put out that night, but it's okay. He hit a bomb. Let's
see. Getting personal there. But the problem with my team is, obviously, alluded to on your team, Mark fucking Ingram stole my points. That motherfucker took all of my points.
Did his job.
If you take...
You needed a little bit more, though. I mean, Kamara got you 7. What were you expecting, 25? I mean, he'll get you 18.
He's averaging 40.
Well, he was, because he was the only show in town, and now the thundering man is back in Ingram.
Yeah, I expected 20. I did expect 20. And you added that 20 with Crosby, and I'm good. But that didn't happen. So I'm sitting here drinking a fucking twisted tea and enjoying it, by the way. It is delicious.
I saw three others in your fridge, so I don't want to hear any shit about that. I got my fucking piss-warm fat tire that I am not drinking.
Well, that's
so disappointing, dude. The fucking Foos Lion. I notice your Foos Lion must be telling us a lot about the community around you, because there was a tremendous percentage of Mexican beers. Cerveza, the Tecate, the Modelo.
It's true. We have a lot of landscapers in the neighborhood.
Good. Okay. Well, you know, they got to live somewhere too. Doesn't have to be around you, but okay.
Last weekend, I got chirped in the podcast because I live in an affluent white neighborhood. This week, I'm getting chirped
because
I live
in this affluent nothing, dude. This is not like this. I had to ask you if this was a fucking Ryan home, because I thought I built these pieces of shit a couple years ago. But it's not a Ryan home, thank God. So, but we discovered that the front of the neighborhood was a Ryan home. So when those houses fall down, when Hurricane Michael comes rolling through, at least your neighbors can clean it up.
I assume we'll have our no game this week because of that as well. But let's really congratulate. Twisted Tea got me all twisted. I can't even speak.
Got you.
Congratulate
Bruce.
Sausage Mittens for getting a W. Like, everyone else celebrated those in weeks 2 and 3, maybe, you know, worst case scenario. Took till week 5, but he's on the board 1 and 4. I mean, I wish I had a golf clap sound effect, but it's just amazing that he finally got a win.
Can I taste your juice?
125-98, knocked off previously undefeated Ginger Jesus. Now, if Jesus holds true to form, this could be like a 3-week losing streak.
Oh, boy.
I don't know when the resurrection's coming. I play you next week, which is not good.
No, not good. I don't pay attention, but I know what I'm doing. And, I mean, well, who the fuck is Sausage Mittens again?
That is Solomon on your team.
You lost to that asshole. It was fitting, though, that he was in last place, because I feel like that's just kind of where his niche is in life, like last place. Motherfucker sent me a LinkedIn invitation a few months back. He looks like a used car salesman in it. Like, I'm telling you,
right?
That Honda Civic with 250,000 miles on it's going to last another 40,000 miles, sir.
I haven't seen him on the ice lately. So you guys cut him?
No, he prefers to play only during the week. So he's in the now defunct former B-League. Yeah, he's just playing by himself these days, basically.
So that sounds like a guy that's scared of competition, that just wants to hang out in the lower tiers.
When we had the discussion with our team, I believe he was the only guy that was in favor of the 1-4, 5-8 playoff format. So, yeah.
And then he didn't show up.
Well, that's also what he does. I mean, he says, I'm going to sub this week. And then, oh, I had a shot of Fireball at Sammy's, and now I can't come. Who the fuck can't play on Fireball, dude? That's like fucking, that's pre-workout right there.
Who the fuck goes to Sammy's?
I mean, we happen to like Sammy's. I mean, there's some critters in Sammy's that are fun to look at. I'm all about people, okay? I'm not like, now you're telling me this is a white neighborhood, so you're obviously a little racist there. Might be the ginger thing. I get it. You're upset because everyone else tans and you don't. But Sammy's is cultured, bro. There's a lot of shit in there. There's a fucking melting pot, okay? And
there's cocaine on the bar.
Which makes things entertaining. Just don't, unless you want to, dip your finger in it, okay? I mean, yes, so what? The last time we were there, the bartender had some under his nose and we asked him to clean it up. And then we watched these two Saigons go upstairs with this tall, lanky black guy. And he did go down on them while we were at the pool table with a perfect angle. But what? Doesn't that shit happen at every place? Every finest? I've seen that shit at Fahrenheit. I mean, maybe not, but still. So
I mean, I used to go to Bailey's, and even that place is high class compared to Sammy's.
Yeah, that place got a fucking metal detector when you walk in the door.
Well, they need it. Have you seen the people that go, the critters that go in that place?
Pineville's finest. Y'all bunch of northern motherfuckers moved down here, took our fucking land and shit. And nobody took their fucking jobs, though, cutting the grass, huh? Or roofing. No.
No. Who fucking wants to roof? I work under houses, and I think roofing's for fucking idiots.
Yeah, I was going to leave that one alone, because you're crawling in the crawl space, literally. But you are a little guy, so it fits you a little bit better than others. Well,
I mean, look, I look like a fucking dirt monster. Understood.
Lawn, no. Whatever.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta know.
I mean, you know what? I think you're trying to gloss over. You're deflecting right now from your loss, and I want to kind of bring you back in. Get you on the couch. Get your feet up. Get that twisted tea in there. Settle the fuck down, because let's just discuss that. Matty Ice put up a big 14 burger on you. All right, so it's always hard to lose a game when the quarterback you're playing against does nothing. Mm-hmm. But then he came at you with little Stephon Diggs. Is it Stephon Diggs? How do you say that shit? You know, he blew you up with the second wide receiver on the Falcons, which really could be the third wide receiver on the Falcons these days, because Ridley's becoming a bit of a man. And where do you get – ooh, it Ertz when he steps up to play, because Zach fucking Ertz went off for 27, which who saw that coming, to be honest? I mean, I guess when Ajayi gets hurt, they need someone else to give the ball to.
Yeah, that was really what hurt there. Between that and the Miami fucking defense. Miami defense?
Nobody saw that one coming.
And they still got blown out. They gave up 27 points.
I mean, this motherfucker actually has Ted Ginn Jr. on his roster. He has Ted fucking Ginn Jr. on his roster. What has Ted Ginn Jr. ever done besides return kicks poorly for the Panthers, okay, when there were no receivers on the team?
Yeah. Well, you can't argue that he started all the right players because his bench, five guys total, 0.2 points.
They're all hurt.
Yeah, but that's they're amazing. All hurt.
Or on a bye, Allen Robinson, or empty.
Yeah.
Because he actually, you know what he's doing? He's saving that spot for someone special.
I've heard of girls doing that. Never works out for them. They ended up with me.
Dude. I mean, Solly, good work, bud.
Yeah. It was a tough week for me. It was very embarrassing.
You know who Solly is? Solly's the kind of guy that wants to score the 10th or 11th goal in a hockey game. That's who fucking Solly is.
When they add him up at the end of the year, do they 10th one count any less than the first one?
Listen, man, I'm sure you push people in, you know, old ladies across the street and shit because they're in your way. And I get it. You probably tailgate school buses, but it's all good, man. Well, Solly's right there with you, so you should hit him up on LinkedIn, and then you guys can creep out together.
I can't wait. I mean, me, him, and some of the other trolls in the league, maybe Burrell, we can go hang out for a beer and troll people.
Oh, he's not a troll. He's just an aggressive guy, you know?
Right.
He's the little fucker on Boston, just without the mitts.
Yeah, no hands on that guy.
He's got a couple hands.
Two.
Yeah, they work.
They work. Not for anything useful on the ice.
He's going to hit you now.
He was going to hit me anyway.
There's a good chance. No, you're not Russian. I mean, I think the Russian guy is going to get hit. Wick, if you hear this, hit the Russian. Like fucking Balboa, Wick.
The only problem with that is he's also giant. I mean,
yeah, he's a big guy. Trust me, I analyzed that too because I had an option for who I could swing my stick at the end of the game.
You didn't pick him or Larkins, I noticed.
I don't even know who I went after, to be honest. I was in a fit of rage.
Yeah, see, it wasn't one of the two guys that would murder people. I mean, Larkins is 6'4".
Dude.
And he's a mutant.
The thing about getting in a fight is, like, statistically, you got a 50-50 shot. I mean, you're going to get your ass kicked a lot. I mean, for me, it's probably 60-40 getting my ass kicked, but it's going to happen. As long as I feed a few in there, it's okay.
Well, I mean, the benefit you have is my father told me when I was a young man, never fight an ugly guy that got nothing to lose.
This is true. Face and, for radio, hence the podcast.
Yep, that's right. And that's always what did me best is lead with my nose. No problems can come from that.
The thing is, like, I got the long arms, right? So I'll teach you a little family secret, okay? That the blocker is like another 4 inches, all right? So if you got long fucking arms and you got a blocker, it's fucking on. I mean, I'm not going to be like Jason Boyle and throw a punch and separate my shoulder, but
I heard he didn't even connect with that punch.
Listen, it's before my time. I was busy playing lacrosse at a very high level, so I have no idea what was going on. But
so, to get this straight, if you play lacrosse goalie professional...
Fuck no.
It's not good for...
I don't play lacrosse goalie, dude.
I thought you did.
No. I'm an athlete, motherfucker. No, I play defense.
Oh, okay. So, professional lacrosse is not crossover into beer league hockey and being good at it, but professional KHL hockey does. That's what we learned in this podcast.
did you really just ask that fucking question? Or are you confirming the truth, I would think,
yes,
right?
Yes, confirming the truth.
Well, Ginger G, I can't see your smile with that fucking giant orange beard you got, and you have an orange shirt on. Do you know I have fucking ADD? I did not take fucking Adderall for this podcast, okay, bro? Had I would have known what the question or the statement was. I will tell you this. That fucking cosmonaut's got a set of mitts on him.
He was a...
I put by your head. I know where shot's going. Oh, so you shot at my fucking face, Gorbachev, Boris, you fuck.
On that one, he hit the crossbar. It was the one before that that went by your
no,
head.
No, that... I'm sorry, I lost count at the 14th shot he took, you know?
There was at least 20.
He did have a lot of shots.
I mean, at some point, you got to ask your defenders, hey, why don't you just cover him? The rest of the team sucks. Just cover him.
Well, I mean, listen, they were trying, but he takes 3 strides from the blue line to the fucking crease. I mean, he's 9 foot fucking tall, and he's got a power stride.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'5", plays like he's 7 foot tall, and Willis on your team is 5'8", plays like he's 5'3". I've never seen a guy crouch over more to make himself smaller than
well,
he actually is.
Well, in his defense, he and Critter have the same issue. They got, it's barrelitis, so the barrel actually has this gravitational pull. You didn't know this, but fat cells will pull you closer to the ground. So those two chunky monkeys, who happen to be the youngest guys on our fucking team, are forced to play low. But you know what? The low man wins, except when the cosmonaut steps over you and fucking dangles. So it is what it is. I mean,
It was a good game.
Hey, here's the deal. You're not Fitzgerald's, so fuck it.
Yeah, we beat them. Or they beat us, I should say, this week. So we're back down to size.
I don't know what's more fucked up, having the cosmonaut butt fuck us or like having me beat a guy with one arm in fantasy football. I don't know. I think the cosmonaut wins, actually. The cosmonaut trumps.
Yeah, I mean, Marcel had a good game. I mean, poor guy. But we'll go over week 6 real quick.
Oh, shit.
Go over some of the matchups. See what we got. We got Jeff versus Boyle. I'm sure Boyle will send out a text message to Jeff before a Sunday morning sometime. Like, hey, you want to put $20 on this? No chance that doesn't happen.
He's got some compulsivity issues, that young man. It's going to be okay, though. I'm sure, you know, his wife's bank account can handle it.
There's nothing wrong with living off your wife. That's what my plan is.
Yeah, I mean, but that fucking guy, he's full of lies. He says he lives in Cotswold. I've been to that fucking dude's house. It's in Mint fucking Hill, dude. It's all good. I mean, the taxes are cheaper out there. I get it, but he's over there fucking lying away.
Yeah, and so they're battling for Boyle in 5th, Jeff in 10th. Then we got Hit Him With The Hind versus KZ Canadians. Marcel looking for another victory. Favored to win by 20 points.
Wow, Bobby, you better fucking take off your ref glasses and look at your roster, son.
You better do something. That's terrible. And then you got Wick versus Josh, who's also favored by 20 points. Well,
that's insulting to you, Wick, but somebody must not be dressing right now. Let's take a look at that.
Dude. Well, you got Stafford's on bye, so who's his backup quarterback? Oh, Marcus Mariota.
He's already got Marcus Mariota in there, so I'm a little confused.
Well, he has the
Wick. Dude, Wick is on point. Wick's already changed his fucking roster up. I wish I had discipline like that.
Since he's got all one team, they're all in the bye week at the same time.
Yeah, they're all hanging down in Cabo.
Yep.
Good for them.
His whole roster's on the bye week.
Well, he better hope that Tennessee and fucking what's-their-face Cleveland have hell of a... Oh, he's sitting one of his Cleveland guys. Look at him. Duke Johnson.
I can't believe that guy's still in the league. Baker Mayfield won't make him look good. Matchup, well, Wooderson versus Balls Deep. Joe Sipple has kicked shit out of him. Wooderson will be back at 3-3. Unfortunate, but definitely true.
Amo coming back down to earth, broski.
Yeah.
He needs a quarterback right now, though, in his defense. So I think you're going to see him more like a 110 kind of projection there.
Yeah, well, who's his quarterback? He doesn't have a backup quarterback. He's going to be picking someone off the waiver wire.
You know, listen, he's busy celebrating what was Drew Brees last night in his momentous 72,000-yard fucking completion, blah, blah, blah.
Drew Brees will never have a better game this year than he did last night.
Dude, that was the most blown coverage I've ever seen on the fucking...
It was like they wanted to be like, hey, get the record before...
Hey, man, let's just get this fucking shit over with, huh? Let him have that, motherfucker. Was Aqib Talib out there murking on him? Motherfucker.
Yeah, Washington could have not played that any worse. And then the battle for the basement. Tallahassee Warhogs at 1-4 versus Sausage Mittens at 1-1. First team to 100 wins.
The aptly named Toilet Bowl. Look at those two motherfuckers.
That's the battle for 11th. Like, literally, let's bet $20 that neither of those teams get to break 100.
No, well, I'll give you this much, though. Actually, I don't even want to say it because he'll probably not do it. So we'll just leave things as they are. I think this is going to be a hell of a battle between two spirited opponents.
Yes. Good try, good effort. And then, of course, this week, I will face you and matchup.
Yeah, I got a few adjustments to make, so that total is going to come up a little bit here. I might pull a page out of old Wick's book and try and get it done right now. Let's see what we can work with here.
Yeah.
Ingram. Live update for you, live update. I'll be right up your ass. It's projecting you at 125, a nice round number for the guy that can control all the scoring. And I'll be like 122, 123 projection there. So. Yeah.
The only thing that would have made this a little more interesting is if we could have played when Ingram and Kamara were both in the lineup, because literally we both
that would have been just aggravation all around. Yeah.
Yell at the TV like, no, not that guy.
Son of a bitch. They're playing him again.
Yeah. That's
you know what would happen then? They'd give it to that fucking hybrid human Hicks they got on their team. Yeah. Who I never heard of this fucking dude until I'm watching last night for all of 5 minutes, see Drew Brees get it done. And I'm like, that fucking dude's going to poach all of our touchdowns. That's what would have happened.
Yeah, that a running quarterback that's white from BYU. Put that in a sentence together and make it in the NFL.
Dude's got to make it in the NFL. He's got three wives, dude. That's a lot of kids eventually he's going to have to fill in. He'd be like Philip Rivers with 9 kids, but with 3 different chicks.
When did he do this? Did he do his mission trip, or is that like the bye week he's got
to
go do that?
Dude, you might be Ginger Jesus, but I can give two fucks about Jesus, to be honest. Whichever one you're looking at. So I don't know what's going on with the Mormons. I'm sure he's got something where he's got to go yell down the mountain. Book of Mormon, on the other hand, though, that was really fucking good when I saw that.
Well, that's what you high society types go to see. I go to Chris Stapleton concerts because I can't afford that kind of nonsense on Broadway.
Dude, there's no way that Chris Stapleton's tickets are fucking cheaper than Book of Mormon.
Well, I didn't pay for them.
Oh, well, here you go. Well, sucking on the teat, got yourself there. Good for you. Aren't we in her house, by the way?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Well, it's our house now, but yes, this is all hers. I contribute nothing.
Except for this fine podcast station.
Podcast studio.
Which, boys, let me give you the background on this. I'm concerned about the mic I'm talking into because it's the closest mic to the bed, and there's a couch here, which there's probably been some weird shit tried on this fucking couch with these microphones, hasn't there?
I don't know if we recorded. I mean, we use video cameras, yes, but microphones, no.
No, you've definitely fucked with this mic. I'm backing off it a little bit more. I don't even want to know what this screen's got to be for some.
Well, I mean, the last one to lick it was Willis, so clearly you won't catch anything there. He hasn't got laid in like a fucking millennia.
No, that dude's got a bit of a drought going for him, you know? But maybe if he spent a little more time at Lifetime Gym, tighten it up a little bit, you know? They'd improve his forecheck, and who knows? Bitches love a guy that can forecheck. I mean, at least the bartender at the rink, maybe. Get back on that saddle.
Oh, is he on that saddle?
Nah, I don't know. I think he struck out, but he's telling us, like, oh, she fucking sucks, yo. She's a bartender at the rink, which... It's pretty fucking bad, but
that's code for I didn't get anywhere, right?
Probably, yes. When in doubt, deflect. He learned that from Boyle.
I have a video of her dancing with a member of my team, and it didn't look good.
No.
No. Well, I mean, he's married, so we can't discuss what member. But you know,
I understand.
It's on video. I didn't film it.
I mean, she seems like she might have a butter face, but then she opens her mouth, and you're like, she's got a butter face and a bit. Wow.
That's I mean. One of the members of my team went with the other bartender. That's even worse, so.
Oh, the war pig? Dude, she's a fucking evil one. She's like, oh, you guys want beer? Like, yes, this is a fucking bar. You know, please, we'd like you to start. Why do you guys want beer? Like, Jesus, why do you want a tip?
I was told by the aforementioned bartender that I want to close early. I was like, well, you won't get any tips. She goes, I don't give a shit about tips. I make salary.
Oh, I really like when you use big words with that beard. They kind of flow through the beard. Like it parts kind of like Moses. Oh, that's not Jesus. Fuck. It seemed like I had a good little thing going there, and I totally just
it's all religious.
Botched
it's all
it the fuck up. It is. Hence Billy Graham Parkway.
That was a... Did you see the funeral for it down here? It was a great day. I got drunk at Southside Bar for hours while I watched the funeral procession go
by. I just get angry about it because I tell people it's a nice place to fucking live. You know, we got a couple good bagel shops, make it like home for me. And then you come in the airport, you go down the escalator and it says, Billy Graham Library, number one thing to do in Charlotte. You're like, fuck, just take us back 20 fucking years, you hillbilly pricks.
There's no way that's the best.
Might as well be like, Billy Graham Library, best thing to do. Second best thing to do, learn how to grow tobacco. Like, fuck off. It is what it is, though.
Hey, we got the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
We do?
Yes.
I'm aware. Yeah. Yes. Fuck NASCAR. I mean, yeah. Are you a NASCAR guy?
I mean, it's cars going fast that could kill each other. That's not bad.
You're into that,
huh? Any sport that someone could die at any moment, I'm okay with.
Fair enough.
Like, I thought golf was pretty much horseshit, but now there's girls losing their eyes in the gallery. I'm like, oh, I'm in on this.
Dude, you can get tagged with a golf ball. Fuck your universe up. I tried during fucking Bender's tourney. I lined up that fucking, you know, the shot thing, the cannon, and fucking A, I missed Boyle by like 3 feet. We had us a hell of a laugh. That team was phenomenal. We had Denny, used to be my team. Denny,
Wick. Have you heard from him?
No, nah, I don't know. I'm not that tight with Denny. I'm sure somebody else can fill you in on that gossip wagon. But we had Denny, Wick, and Comerford. I mean, we were fucking intoxicated at hole one. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't make that. I had to work. I work for a living.
That happens. Well, if you sell hard, you get some time off. And then we don't know what Wick's excuse is, but he was definitely best dressed.
That doesn't surprise me.
Dude, he's a fucking beauty.
Nothing's better than seeing him uptown in a suit and tie on a Wednesday for lunch during the middle of the summer just to spy on girls. That's my favorite thing in the world. Like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow, Wick? Well, it's Wednesday. I go uptown and I...
Hartman taught him that move, dude. That's Hartman's old move. Hartman used to post up at the Ray Road Starbucks here and pretend he looked busy and look for a MILF to ruin her life.
That seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I saw him ruin someone's life was my buddy, my old roommate, Kurt, that he drilled at center ice playing putt pickup. Knocks him damn near out. My buddy Kurt comes back to the bench and goes, who the fuck hit me? I'm like, Hartman. He's over there. You can go find him. He's like, wait a minute. The Hartman, the Probert? I'm like, yeah, that one. He goes, oh, I'm out.
Yeah, that guy's not playing with a full deck. That's for damn sure. I think Jeff was with me the last time he probably played down here in pickup. There were two brothers out there, and one of them high-sticked him, just total fucking Charlotte Kid move, like super power stride, right into his clipper. And fucking Hartman had him on the ground and literally tried to press his fucking face through the ice. Like, if you could imagine someone just trying to fucking push him through the ice, he gave it a shot, split the kid's lip pretty good, had him bleeding all over the place, and Hartman and the kid both went off the ice in separate directions, and I hadn't seen Hartman play since. Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. I mean, at least my cosmonaut's in, you know,
control. But you know what? He's available if you want to add him to the cosmonaut roster because, you know, he's a guy that's kind of a prick like that, and it'd be perfect for you. Really fits your team dynamic.
There's a couple guys from the show that just retired this year that we're looking to bring on for next
season. It's weird how you got these rental pieces, and then there's four of you at the bar after every game. I'm just saying.
Well, we only play with six.
So basically, you're just like Fitzgerald. You're starting to pay for players, which – I mean, I'm sure it's a healthy route to go down. It's got to be a lot of fun. I mean, I'm sure the podcast is contributing some of the money to that.
Oh, have you heard the sponsors kick into these podcasts?
Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Oh, no, I'm not allowed within 100 yards of Chuck Cheese.
Fucking heck, dude. On that note, I think we may be done.
That's enough.
Whoa, stop the car.
We are done with the podcast.
You need a flat Ronnie in this motherfucker. Have him over there supervising you as you work it with the podcast fucking recording.
The problem is, it's my bedroom, and I don't want Flat Ronnie to see what goes on in this bedroom.
Yeah, well, let's just say I'm going to shower when I get fucking home after sitting on this couch.
I wouldn't say it's a bad idea.
God damn it.
That is it for week 5 of Tea Time. You can follow me on Twitter at GingerJesusFF. First F is for football, second one's for you. See you next week.